The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And I'm so delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Ursula Kelly. She's the CEO and the owner of Cormac Tagging. Ursula, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I'm going to be all the better from talking to you. I want to bring you back to Tuam, County Galway. You were one of five. You had four sisters, the family farm. You slept with equipment. You had looked after delivering sheep. So tell us a little bit about your early days, if you would, on the family farm.
Yeah, we grew up in the west of Ireland. It was a typical west of Ireland farm. There was pedigree sheep, there was sucklers. I think my dad decided, and my mum decided, that in the early 80s they weren't going to get the five of us through college on that kind of a farm. So my dad designing sheep equipment, so he did. So the sheep equipment led into a farm supply shop, and then the farm supply shop at a later date, the tagging was ordered or entered the market. The big thing for us was that we got jobs very early on, like most farming families. And it was a typical business around the kitchen table. There was lots of chats rather than the boardroom.
Yeah, so it was really one of those upbringings where your business and your family, it was all very much intertwined. There was no real separation between the business, the farm, the equipment shop, and everyday living.
Yeah, it definitely was, Bobby. Like a family business, and many family businesses around the country would describe it as that. It's hard to differentiate between the two. Mum and Dad were always, oh, when this is over, when this is finished, we'll have loads more time. But that never finished. But in hindsight, it was a great way to grow up. We probably started our first job at 5 or 6 years of age,
which is amazing.
Like most farm children.
Now, you say you got the job of lambing yos because you had small hands. So this was pretty much a hands-on job on the farm.
Yeah, so most of your Dublin listeners wouldn't know that what it's like to lamb pedigree Beltex. And my dad will be laughing at home now. But yeah, the only time the girls came in really useful was we had small hands to lamb difficult yos.
Great. Now, I suppose you're rooted in academia, you studied business studies, you went on to do accountancy, but you say that your real education was in sheds, marts, farm shows such as the ploughing. But you did get your academic qualifications in tandem with all that.
Yeah, and I think Mum and Dad were very strong in that. All five of us got to go to college, and given us that opportunity, stood to us on the test of time. I will say that the real education did happen within the business. So we learned to talk to people, we learned how to communicate, and we learned the fundamentals of the business, which are so important today.
And it's always good to work outside the business, to come back to something. You ended up being the financial controller for a chain of pubs in Galway.
Yes.
How long did you do that for?
About 7 years.
Go on, tell us about that.
Amazing. It was the Celtic Tiger. There was no end to the cash. It was all about the Galway races. Brown Thomas was at the end of the street. It was for a chain of family-owned pubs, actually. The King's Head would be still there, Cuba, the cellar, the living room at that time. It was a phenomenal. I still think I had the best Celtic Tiger in the world. But yeah, it was a great time. It was work hard and play hard at that particular time. I think most people around the country agreed to that.
Yeah, so you enjoyed it immensely.
Loved it.
And then you rejoined the family business in 2013.
Yes.
And what was the decision around that?
Kind of a hard one, because my parents were approaching pension age, and my dad had tendered for a cattle tag contract unsuccessfully for a couple of times during the intervening years. So he and mum said, come back to the business and we'll give one last go at the cattle tag contract. The starting salary was 22,000. So I look back and say that was slave labour, Dad. That was in 2013, and I'd left a big six-figure sum in Galway. But I always saw the opportunity that potentially was there with cattle tags.
Now, it was the state contract for the cattle tags wasn't without its difficulty. You basically had to take a legal action, as I understand it, to get just to be allowed tender.
Yeah, I suppose for 16 years, there was only one cattle tag supplier in the country. And Dad always said that farmers deserved a choice. So we went and we started that journey. Yes, it wasn't without its complete ups and downs. It's not for the faint-hearted. Dad got a stent put in the middle of that fight against the state. And in 2016, we eventually gained entry to the cattle tag market. It was a monopoly situation. And I suppose the west of Ireland, do we think we're good enough, big enough in order to challenge the state? But if you believe in yourself and believe in the product you have to offer, it made that bit easier.
So well done you, and well done getting that contract. Just approximately, how big is that work? How big is that? Like, how big is the cattle tag business now?
Yeah. I suppose we now employ 30 people at peak periods. As I said, there's a million calves born in 10 weeks in this country. So it's definitely not for the faint-hearted. We're off the back of 3 months of 16-hour days. But we now supply 3 million tags annually in Ireland. And we're scaling internationally.
Wow. And would I be right in saying then that this business largely goes up and down with the farmer, in the sense that if the farmer's having a good year or a good time versus if it's not, or, and again, you relate it to the number of calves being born there.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is the busy time.
This is the busy time. And definitely for the month of February, if you meet a farmer, they're doing an amazing job. Thank them for all that they're doing, for putting good food on our tables every day. We're with them in terms of that's really important for them to feel that if they ring us on a Tuesday afternoon and they need a BVD button or a replacement tag or whatever they need, that, and I suppose that comes from being a family farm first and then going into like what is now an ag tech scaling international business.
Right. And you seem to have protected and nurtured a direct relationship with the farmer. How important has that been? And can you keep doing that as the business scales?
I suppose it is difficult, Bobby. Like when I started back in 16, like if you get me an order for 100 tags, I was like 087, giving out my mobile number. So now we have 30,000 customers, sheep and cattle across the country.
Isn't that great?
So it's a little bit harder, but from that family perspective, like one of the things we did this year was put a bar of dairy milk in with every calf tag order. And it's keeping that relationship that they still trust me. And I've always loved that saying, you know, big enough to handle, small enough to care. And once they care, and now off the back of some of the things I've done, keep showing up, exert myself as a leader and keep that natural curiosity in farming and educate myself. Farmers now trust us and come back to us year on year. And that's what it's about.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to be one of the judges on the PwC Image Business Women in Business Awards. I've been on it for a long number of years. And I was really thrilled to see you winning the Best Family Business last year. And I'd like to ask you maybe, you know, the entry into those awards, the recognition that you got, has it made a difference? How did you find the whole process?
And I need to give a shout out to Network Galway. It's a female-led network in Galway City and County. And it was one of the girls there who's president this year who convinced me to enter. And I suppose to listeners out there, the applications have just opened at the moment. And I talked that day into self-negative talk. I was like, my business isn't big enough. I don't have enough employees. What interest would Image have in an ag business in the west of Ireland? All the things us women do in terms of that.
We were thrilled to see it coming in.
Yeah, and that's amazing in terms of, I've used that line now in terms of the Image magazine. So from our family business to yours with farming families. And I think that piece of when I won the award and we sent like an email out to our customers, again, it was reinforcing that like every family farm in this country is a family business.
Absolutely.
And a food producer. We need to talk away a little bit from the farmer to a food producer. And that's something I'm and lots of Irish people are very proud of the fact that we are that good and the envy of the world, Bobby.
So well done, you. And just a reminder to listeners that I think the PwC Image Businesswoman of the Year, the actual entries close on the 9th of March. So if people are thinking about entering,
and Bobby,
they need to do it soon.
I'd love to reinforce, you know, that piece of if you're building something, a business around the table, quietly with authenticity and with love and passion for your business. There is no business too small, no story too small, and it deserves to be told.
Absolutely.
At those awards, yeah.
Now, finally, I want to ask you about your measure of success.
Yeah.
Because you say it's very simple. If a farmer rings me in a panic and I sort it out, it's a good day. If my team goes home happy on a Friday, it's a great week. And if my parents think I'm doing right by what they started, that means everything to me. I thought that was really nicely put.
Yeah, it's full of emotion. It's full of passion, Bobby, for what I do. I'll never forget where I came from, and I probably that'll keep me grounded. An ag tech company scaling international and all the buzzwords that go around that. Nothing like a family to keep you grounded, Bobby.
I know. And tell me then, just finally, about where the business is going to go. So you talk about scaling internationally. Is the online piece fairly significant?
Yeah, the online piece is really significant for scaling internationally. We've just made a heavy investment into our website and our e-commerce platform. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Our tags have ended up in Kenya, could end up in Brazil. And the other part of the tags, they've ended up as Will You Marry Me tags, as wedding favours, and gender reveals. So, like, there's an emerging business coming out of that for personalised tags, which I absolutely adore.
All right. Well, look, it's been a real pleasure to welcome you here. Ursula Kelly, the CEO and owner of Cormac Tagging, absolutely telling us that farming is not just for boys.
Thank you very much for having me, Bobby. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.